Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Bell and John Patterson are here too, because they're kind of partners, especially in this book they've written, Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. Chip is the founder of Chip Bell Group, which is one of the world's leading experts on customer service, and John Patterson is the founder and the president of Progressive Insights, which is an alliance partner of the Chip Bell Group, and they've written this book, Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Chip, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. We're delighted to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I'm glad you're happy about that. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have folks on the show talking about customer care, customer service, customer loyalty. These are all good things because, you know, I've done, as you can imagine, I do over 1,000 live interviews a year, and I've been doing this since 97. So I've done a lot of customer care, customer loyalty programs, a lot of talk about that topic, and about employees. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, the most important member of your organization are your employees, and they clearly they are very, very important. No question about that. But I still say the most important person in your small business are your customers. What do you think, Chip?
Well, I think you make a great point, Jim, because you know what? If we don't have those customers, they're going to put us out of business pretty quick. They can fire everybody from the, as just Sam Walton used to say, they can fire everybody from the chairman of the board to the lowest level individual simply by spending money somewhere else.
That's right.
We've also found that the way you take care of the customers take great care of the employees. So they kind of go together. Number one impact on customer relations is employee relations.
Well, exactly, and we're going to get into that, John. I guess the point that I was making earlier is that when it comes to the chicken and the egg, there's no question in my mind who the egg is. The egg is the customer, because you can't execute on all this great stuff that you guys talk about in customer loyalty until one of those customers comes in the door.
That's right. You're absolutely right, Jim. When one of those comes in the door, we like to nail the door shut and keep them there. But we obviously can't do that. As Chip said, what we've found in our work and our research is the critical element here in delivering great service that drives loyalty, it really is about those employees. So I like your chicken and egg comment. I think you're right on track.
But you got to have both. You got to have the chicken and the egg. And you're exactly right. But the reason why I like what you guys are talking about in your book is because this is important for small business owners, because we have to work so hard. Every nickel that we can possibly get our hands on to use to attract a customer is precious. It's scarce capital. You may not have heard me say this, but the second law of small business, Blasingame's second law of small businesses, says that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We don't have enough capital. And so when we actually are able to get a customer to come in there, as you said, we have to virtually nail the door shut, and that takes execution by our employees, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely, Jim.
Hold on, John. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, I said one of the things we know is that the acquisition cost is running about 8 or 10 times retention cost. So,
yeah,
you know, for every dollar we spend, for every $10 we spend getting a customer, if we spend a dollar saving them, we'd be a lot better off.
John, Chip makes an excellent point, and one that someone made to me many years ago, 20 years ago, the state director of a bank, he was running the state bank organization, the trade group for the state. He told me one time, he said, if my banks would make sure every customer they have has everything they need, they would never need another new customer for 5 years.
Well, we would agree with that. We I would say two things that we tell our clients often, Jim, when we work with them. You know, this delivering great customer service is not about rocket science. It's really not. It's very simple. It's, as you said, it's the execution that is so difficult. It's getting our employees to deliver on a consistent level to every customer with every single interaction. And, you know, if you can deliver the kind of service that drives loyalty, then you turn your customers into advocates. They'll sell for you. They'll bring people to you. And we often talk with people about how important it is to focus on the retention piece that Chip mentioned and you're talking about.
Yeah. Chip,
when you get those customers to be advocates, Jim, now you got something.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about that, and you can save a lot of money on marketing when you do that. Chip, what is leadership? Talk to us about how you guys incorporate the concept of leadership into customer loyalty.
Well, we know that, Jim, from our experience and in our research, as John describes, that the how employees learn about how to serve customers is how their leaders serve them. And so if you want to find a good definition of what is a great leader, take a look at what it takes to deliver great service. Great service is all about listening, all about providing that that inspiration, that uniqueness. It's all about understanding. And so if you, it's about learning, helping the customer learn. So if you look at the characteristics of what it takes to create that customer loyalty, it's pretty much the same thing it takes to create a great leader with their employees. So I think if leaders led their employees like they wanted their employees to serve the customer, you'd be a long way toward being a great leader.
Well, and I think one of you said it a minute ago, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to paraphrase, I think, what you said. You want happy customers, have happy employees.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. John, what are loyalty creators? You guys, tell the audience what you guys mean by that when you discuss that in your book.
Yeah, we do. We've got seven loyalty creators in the book. And what we're talking about, Jim, is we're talking about what kind of spirit do employees need to deliver a level of service that will drive loyalty with their customers. And we know that in any business, it's very, very important to understand what are the key, what we call loyalty drivers for your customers.
Right. Hold on to that thought, John. Chip, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Chip Bell and John Patterson. They're the authors of Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. We'll talk some more about this right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Carlos Santana to take us out.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friends, Chip Bell and John Patterson, helping us kick off Customer Care Week, Customer Service Week, depending on who you're talking to. Some people call it Customer Service Week. I have a good friend, Joanna Brandy, who slaps my hand every time I say customer service. She says it's customer care, and these guys, Chip Bell and John Patterson, they want to talk about customer loyalty. It's all the same thing, folks. It's all about loving up your customers and making them want to come back. And the book is called Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. And Chip, tell us where your book's available, please.
Well, it's a book. We'd like to think it's available everywhere. It's in bookstores in every location starting this week. It should be out. It's also available through any of your e-tailer, whether it's Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or 800-CEO-READ, pretty much any place you need to find it. You can always go on our website, chipbell.com or loyaltycreators.com, and find all the information about how to get it.
Check it out, folks. Customer loyalty guaranteed. John, you were talking to us about the different kinds of loyalty creators. In your book, you actually identify a number of different types of loyalty creators.
We do. As we thought about how best to communicate what drives loyalty, we looked at those qualities and traits of great service providers that we'd actually come in contact in our consulting and in our travels. And so we just decided we'd assign some personalities to those as a means of helping people understand how folks deliver great customer care, as you said on the lead end of this segment. And we talk about qualities like the partner. It's the kind of individual that's very, very concerned about inclusive, being inclusive with their customer and having their customer participate in the whole interaction. You know, people, as Chip says, people care when they share, and the partner personality knows this. Another one of our favorites.
So let me stop you for a second. Yeah. Now, folks, there are a bunch of these. We're going to get the guys to talk to us about this in a second. But are these people, Chip, that John's talking about, are these people that you – now, he mentioned the word personality. We all know that we have our personality by the time we're five or six, and that we're not going to change that much. Do we identify who these personalities are in our business, or do we try to hire for that, or do we try to train people to be like that? Which comes first?
I think all of the above. One, smart organizations identify, this is who I want. This is the personality we're looking for. Let's identify ways to find and attract and retain those kind of people. But it's also about training and how we prepare those people to deliver that kind of. But what we know is that we can find people who have all of these personalities, but what's important in the organization is to bring out that component. Think of these as service superheroes. You know, we both, Batman has different skills than Wonder Woman, and so how we develop that particular skill, all of these skills and the people that we hire. And so it gives us an understanding of, like John was saying, for example, the partner, I need my employees to be more inclusive when they're talking to customers. Well, there's a skill that's a part of a personality. So
well, and as a customer, I'm gonna prefer one over the other. For example, John, I prefer Wonder Woman over Batman.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
So John,
we would get in your line, Jim. We would definitely get in your line.
John, can you be more than one of these? You talk about the joy carrier, the partner, the caretaker, the problem solver, the decorator, the conscience, the giver. These are all different. Can you be more than one of those?
You can be more than one of those, Jim. And many people will have, as Chip said, a number of different traits. And the key is understanding what's important to your customer, as we were talking with you before the break, and how can we bring out these wonderful traits of individuals as they serve the customer. And part of that has to do with leadership. You asked a question about leadership a little while ago, and Chip was talking about the kind of leadership that drives loyalty. And there's a certain approach to leadership that will bring out the partner's personality and also bring out maybe the problem solver in that individual. We love the problem solver because the problem solver is all about making sure nothing gets in the way of delivering great service. We call a problem solver a service engineer.
Should we double team customers? In other words, should we have somebody who's the partner, but then we bring in the problem solver when there is a problem? Do you ever do anything like that?
Absolutely, because oftentimes you might have somebody who's a good problem solver, but they may not have some of the other aspects developed enough, and so finding ways to double team gives the customer a deeper, richer experience.
Chip, what should small business owners take away from these different loyalty creators? What should we try to do? If we're starting from square one today, what should we do?
Recognize that the customer today is different than they've ever been. They have more options than they have ever had, so uniqueness becomes very, very important. Recognize customers are smarter than they've ever been, so we need to help our customer increase that knowledge so they can make smarter choices. Recognize that customers today generalize their experience to others. I walk into Starbucks and I get a great experience. I look for everybody to be like Starbucks. And so learning to look at those organizations great for customer service and say, what can I learn in my business about how Disney does it or how a great hotel does it? And learn from the masters, because customers use whatever experience they have to look at everybody else.
Chip Bell and John Patterson. The book is called Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. John, give us the website one more time.
www.loyaltycreator.com.
Loyaltycreator.com. All right. Hey, thanks for being here, guys. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
We enjoyed Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Chip Bell and John Patterson. Quick break. Right back with Tamar Jacoby. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.